Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The region is in the grips of a dangerous winter blast. Temperatures are the coldest they've been in our area in more than 2 years. The city is under a code blue, officials taking special precautions to help keep all residents warm, with focus on the unhoused. KYW's Justin Udo reports from Center City.
When a code blue is activated in Philadelphia, officials do a number of things.
The city adds additional outreach teams on the street to be able to check in with individuals, as well as we add additional shelter beds.
Cheryl Hill with the Office of Homeless Services says this year they have some new resources.
We added the Warming Center Initiative. And what that is adding locations all across the city where people can come in if they need just a place to get warm, you know, whether they're unsheltered or just someone who maybe lost power or just needs some additional resources.
Hill says there are 20 of these warming centers located throughout the city.
Even though the locations may change, we have availability for people to be able to use those resources at any point, 24 hours a day during a code blue.
She says in addition to the homeless outreach system they have in place, police and the fire department are engaging individuals they see on the street. In Center City, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It didn't take very long for lawsuits to be filed after President Trump signed a slew of executive orders during his first couple days in office. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty tells us the Garden State is leading the charge to protect birthright citizenship.
A group of states are suing to block President Trump's executive order to end birthright citizenship, which guarantees citizenship for babies born in the U.S., New Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin.
I'm never going to back down from a fight to stand up for the rights of our residents that are protected in our nation's foundational documents. State attorneys general fought back during the first Trump administration and were successful 80% of the time in suits against that administration.
In signing the order, President Trump says the 14th Amendment has never been interpreted to universally grant citizenship to everyone born on American soil. The order says citizenship does not extend to babies of mothers who are in the U.S. illegally or on a temporary visa if the father isn't a permanent resident at the time of birth. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia is about to launch a new strategy for tackling the open-air drug market in Kensington. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Wellness Court will operate every Wednesday beginning this week for people charged with low-level drug offenses. Police will issue a summary offense, which will be referred to the new court. After a health assessment and a check on bench warrants, a judge can approve diversion with treatment and other services. Those who successfully complete the program will have their record expunged. Chief Public Safety Officer Adam Gere says it's a way to address community concerns you humanely.
We can treat those folks with dignity and decency, and we can also continue to reinforce that the community deserves to be delivered from the trauma of living in an open-air drug market.
Mayor Sherelle Parker says the situation in Kensington was allowed to go on far too long with a kind of magical thinking.
Let's just hope that if I close my eyes real tight, it would just go away.
She says she expects the bumps that come with any new program, but the status quo is unacceptable. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The School District of Philadelphia is trying to get more black and brown students interested in teaching careers. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports the state is committing hundreds of thousands of dollars towards a teacher program at a Philly high school.
About 40 students at Parkway West High School in West Philly are taking part in one or both of an early childhood education pre-apprenticeship and a black male teacher training cohort. Christopher Goins is the president and CEO of Philadelphia Academies, a nonprofit helping to facilitate the programs.
Not only are they helping the young person that they're working with, that they're tutoring, it also helps them, their reading levels grow and their math levels grow at the same time. So it's a win-win.
The programs don't just try to address a teacher shortage that the city and nation as a whole are facing, but also want to get minority students more teachers they can relate to. School District of Philadelphia Superintendent Dr. Tony Watlington.
Not only do we have to invest more in teachers, teacher salaries, and teacher support, we've got to recognize in this country that representation matters.
Yes. The most recent district data available from the last school year found about 22% of the more than 9,000 teachers and counselors at city public schools are black, but almost half the students in the district are black. And despite a quarter of students identifying as Hispanic or Latino, less than 4% of their teachers and counselors are. In West Philly, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.